You must determine you will break the cycle of failure in your bloodline.
Here on your website, Mindset Media Radio. That was his history, where he came from. And some people were saying, I think that spirit of him and that energy of his history kicked in. How could a man do like this? He didn't even respect. This was a leader of a tribe. How could he do this? And the presence of God came and rebuked them all. And God said he was not zealous of himself. The zeal was mine. He took my spirit and did what he did. The zeal was mine. Hallelujah. When we read the book of Ezra, you're going to see the zeal of God brought Ezra back. When he came from captivity, he returned back to build Israel. He came there and many Israelites, the Jews, had married women coming from pagan nations and defiling them, defiling their God and defiling the land, because these women didn't marry them to sit with that Israel goes to his God, serves his God. But the contrary was the fact. They married the Israelites so that they can compromise. They can destroy the Israelites. They can hinder them from serving their God, truly serving their God in honest, in faithfulness, and in integrity. So these pagan women had entered into marriage with the Jewish people. And Ezra came and he said, and God said to him, these paganic behaviors that are happening in the midst, they married women they shouldn't marry. They married women that I never intended to allow them to marry. And in the book of Ezra, we see repentance takes place. The people join Ezra and they say, Ezra, be bold. Stand up. Tell us, rebuke us. We are willing to leave these pagan women, to give them up and to let them go, even with the children that they brought forth in our homes. That's how far Ezra literally took this, the zeal of the Lord to rebuild and to cleanse the temple of God, which is the human body, so that the human body may come back into the marriage of God. Let me finish with this. Hallelujah. I finish with this little message. When Adam was about to marry, or when Adam's idea or concept of marriage came, it came from God. The Bible says that God said it's not good for Adam to be alone. And Adam had a desire after God saying, a desire was imparted in him. And he felt that there was no helper comparable to him. He desired to be with one, but he was not there. So the desire to marry, it didn't come from lust. It didn't come from desire to have sex or sexual pleasure, but it came from the idea, the concept that God said, I want him to have a helper. Hallelujah. So the concept of marriage is not something that we do on our own, because some cultures have taken it over, they have hijacked it, but rather we do it, why? Because God has prepared us. And most of the time, even the woman that you're going to marry, she must also be prepared for the man. Same way. And maybe be compatible. Yeah? Having that capacity to be able to change according to the instructions that the man will bring. Because the real first birth that the man gives birth to is the woman he marries to and married to. And of course, the children come next. So there must be compatibility between him and this woman, starting already from heaven. It must be structured heavenly. It must be connected heavenly. It must be related relationship that started heavenly, not forged earthly, but heavenly. Maintained, heavenly designed, heavenly illustrated, heavenly orchestrated. And then it comes as a revelation, an idea, a desire in man, and then man fulfills it. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the blessing that the zeal of Pinhas, the book of Ezra, let us repent from all things and let the zeal of building your temple and recultivating your energies in the male and the female may be restored in this month as we pray, as we repent, as we turn away, as we build, as we construct. Hallelujah. Your will in Mother Earth during this season of the 3 weeks of mourning and crying unto God. So may God bless, may God speak, and may God anoint. Mulinyali ya Yesu. Hallelujah.